Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my festive Real Country interview with one of my favourite US artists who is just, I don't even know how to put it into words. I just think you have the most amazing and magical tone in your voice. And it's just, every time I hear it, it doesn't matter what you're singing, it just blows me away. Even back from Hootie and the Blowfish days, it's that same magical tone that just captivates the audience. But now, thankfully, we've got to know Darius Rucker a little bit better through his work in country, and it just keeps getting better. How are you, Darius?
I'm good, man. How are you doing, man?
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, Christmas albums, you've just done Home for the Holidays, and when it came through and I listened to it, it was just such a wonderful mix of all of your favourite Christmas tunes, produced really, really well with your velvety smooth dulcet tones over the top. I mean, it's the perfect gift, and it's what I'll be listening to all Christmas Day on loop. So tell me about the story behind the Christmas album.
Well, the label had been on me for a couple of years asking if I was going to make a Christmas record, and me and my producer decided to do it this year, and that we wanted to make an old school Christmas record, you know, with the instrumentation and the arrangements and everything. We wanted to make something that could maybe stand the test of time and could have been made any time. And so we went in and picked the songs and really worked hard on making it, trying to make it sound like that. And it was just, I was so proud of it after we finished it. And now, you know, and just to see how well it's doing and all the good things it's doing, I'm really extremely proud of that record.
Well, I absolutely think that, an old school classic Christmas record is something that is absolutely going to last the test of time. And you've been very clever about the tracks that you've put on there. I mean, you've included one featuring Sheryl Crow with Baby It's Cold Outside. That's a really great arrangement and a wonderful track as well. And also some two new tracks that you wrote with some friends, by the look of it.
Absolutely. You know, when we said we were going to do Babies Come Outside, our first thought was, let's ask Sheryl to do it. Sheryl and I have been friends for 25 years, it seems like. And so when I asked her and she said yes, I was so excited that she said yes and came out and did it. And we actually recorded it together and stood in the same room and had a nice playful time with it. And so that was great. And the new songs, it's hard to write a Christmas song. And you know, we wrote a couple of them and, you know, you always want to have something new and something original on there. And so we worked really hard on those two songs and, you know, I'm really proud of them and how well they're doing.
Now let's get a little more personal, Darius. Tell me about your Christmas traditions. Tell me about what you do for Christmas.
Christmas Eve is all about my brothers and sisters. We have a big party and we get together and eat together. And then Christmas morning, we wake up and we open presents. And then we go to this restaurant where a buddy of mine gives presents to a couple, like a boy's home and an orphanage and people that need. And we sit there most of the day, most of the morning, all morning and into the afternoon, and we just help give out presents and give a meal to these kids that are less privileged than we are, and we have a great time with that. And then, you know, it's time to come home and enjoy being a family.
Well, that sounds like an absolutely perfect mix, but, you know, I because I'm a hard-hitting journalist, I'm just going to push a little bit further. What food? Tell me about the food, because here in Australia, things, you know, like we've got mangoes that are that time of year and cherries and all the beautiful food like that. We also have like lots of seafood. So what do you guys do? Tell me about the food.
Oh, we have a lot. It's a big meal. We have a ham and a turkey, lots of stuffing, sweet potatoes, corn, just a lot of vegetables, a lot of real southern made vegetables, and it's a huge meal, and we eat a lot during the holidays, so it's always great. My sisters are just great cooks, and they bring the food over. It's awesome to be a part of that.
Do you know what? I almost think the second you put Southern in front of any meal title, it instantly makes it better.
I agree with that.
are there any signature Rucker recipes that the girls bring out, that your sisters bring
out?
Yes,
they do. They do this amazing baked macaroni and cheese that's just, you know, and we have this, we have an okra soup, which is amazing too. They make this okra with tomatoes and lima beans, and it's my absolute favorite meal in the world. They do such a great job with it. And we have our signature meal that we've all been eating since we were kids, and we continue to eat, and I love it.
We don't always do okra particularly well over here in Australia. I think that takes a bit more skill and experience than the times I've eaten it. There's only been a few times it's been absolutely amazing. So you've inspired me to go back to Google and find more okra recipes and continuing to work with that. And I'm also really, really impressed with your Christmas album, Home for the Holidays. It is absolutely fabulous. But before we go to a track from that, when are you coming to see us in Australia?
I don't know if it's announced yet, so I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying it, but well, I'll be over there in May doing some shows for a week or so, and I can't wait. Australia is one of my absolute favorite places in the world. The people are so nice. I was saying earlier to a friend of mine, I was like, when you go over there, you meet somebody, and within 5 minutes, they're a friend, you know, and so I can't wait to come over there and play some shows.
Well, I can't wait to see you when you get over here, because, like I said, you are absolutely one of my favorite musicians, and you've put all of the things that I love about you as a musician onto one great album with a fabulous festive theme with Darius Rucker, Home for the Holidays. It is available on iTunes and where all good music is sold. We'll be posting the links on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country. Thank you so much, Darius Rucker.
Well, thank you. It's great talking to you, Ben.
Tiny little boots covered in snow, apple cider warming on the stove, tinsel twinkling everywhere, holly hanging on the stairs. It must be Christmas Eve. Angel sitting high upon a tree, watching over presents patiently. Milk and cookies on a plate, Santa Claus is on his way. The kids should be fast asleep, but sleigh bells are ringing in their heads, twisting like little tops in their beds, trying to sleep, but it's no use, with hoofs tap tapping on the roof, peeking out the window to see what they can see. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can. Kids will wake up awfully early, 'cause they can't wait to see if Santa made it, so they can say, look what he brought me. Sleigh bells are ringing in their heads, twisting like little tops in their beds, trying to sleep, but it's no use, with hoofs tap tapping on the roof, peeking out the window to see what they can see. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can be. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can be.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.